Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I really trust that you'll be able to share these with friends every day. If you're listening to them on the app, then you can use the buttons below to share on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. If you're online, you can see the same thing, or you can just take that and copy the link and put it into your Facebook or Twitter feed, or even in an email to your employees or friends. Today, as we prepare for the latter part of summer and head into fall, when school kicks in, and when school kicks in, we used to talk about reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now, I'm sure it's more than that now, but let's focus on the writing part. If you're like me, your penmanship has grown worse and worse because of the amount of time you spend with a keyboard. And with social media like it is today, it's so much easier to just hammer out a email or send a direct message or to be able to send a text. It is a rarity when we get something in the mail that is not a bill. And so when we see something that's handwritten that comes in the mail, what used to be something you just set aside and read when you had ability to, now is like receiving a first-class priority mail because somebody actually licked the stamp, put it on there, and handwrote the address. If you're like me, when I get those, they go to the front of the line. Well, in 2 Chronicles chapter 2, what happens is Hiram, king of Tyre, replied by letter to Solomon and said, because the Lord loves his people, he has made you their king. The written word is this life-changing medium of communication that never goes out of style. For example, scripture has been passed down throughout history. I mean, generation after generation, and it relates God's heart and encourages God's people. Verbal communication can get lost and does get lost. It's like playing the old game of telephone. By the end of the string of communication, when it's just verbal, it has great opportunity to get lost and find itself on rabbit trails. But the written word has the opportunity to persevere. So why not reach out and affirm with personal notes? I know it takes a little more time. I know it takes to the ability to arrange your thoughts and actually have paper and pen. And you know, you say that you care a lot when you take the time to write how you feel about someone. Maybe it's just a 10-minute handwritten note or a one-hour handwritten letter. Either way you look at it, love on paper lasts. It's a gift that keeps on giving. God has written his love letter to you through the Bible. He has modeled the way. You see, folks desperately need affirmation and care. Every day, life has the tendency to pull the energy and hope and just suck the life out of us. But we have the noble task of infusing courage and life through the written word. You don't have to be a gifted writer to write. You simply need the heart, and God will lead the hand. And like I mentioned earlier, if your penmanship is just unintelligible, use a keyboard. There's really no excuse, but something that is personal, not a mass fabricated note. You know, sometimes the easiest thing to do is write a note and say, I thought of you today and I prayed for you today in your name. Any of us can do that. How does it make you feel when you receive an unexpected note of encouragement? Someone writes to affirm you as a mom, a dad, or a husband, a wife, a grandparent, maybe a Bible teacher, a homemaker, a friend, or a mentor. I mean, the whole world out there is telling us what's wrong with us. What a wonderful friend to be able to add words of affirmation written down where you took the time to deliver it. This is one of those cases where the thought really does matter. And so you look at it and say, written encouragement is a balm for a wounded heart. It's food for a hungry soul. It never loses its luster. It never loses its effectiveness. It's always there to draw on. Especially reach out to those who are snared and tied up in sin. And instead of ignoring or judging the folks that are fallen, and what if we were to affirm them and say, listen, God has a plan for your life. Take the time to write out who they are in Christ and what God thinks about them. Children of God, chosen by him, workmanship in Christ, joint heirs with Jesus. Written affirmation is not a test where you're graded for grammar, spelling, and style, but it is a tool in the hand of God that offers hope and peace, love, and encouragement to his children. Share your heart with pen and paper, and the Lord will love you through it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. Did you see that? The first two words, I write, and the last sentence, that you may know that you have eternal life. Those two seem to go hand in hand. My friend, whatever you do, take some time this week, pick two people, write them a handwritten note of affirmation and encouragement. I promise you, God will use it to bless you and them. Thanks for joining us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Make sure you're there this coming Sunday. We're going to have a great Sunday as we jump into a new teaching series, and I look forward to seeing you then. God bless you. Bye now.